Heat shimmers off the sun-baked tarmac beside a chartered 737. Jet fuel hangs in the air. Federal marshals are boarding people for a deportation flight, and the cabin door is still open, waiting. Mateo sits handcuffed on the bottom step of the airstairs, hunched over, palms pressed to his chest. He is breathing fast, eyes wide, sweat cutting lines through dust on his face. Your portable monitor shows a heart rate of 110. The rhythm strip looks normal. He leans toward you and whispers, barely audible over the engines, that a cartel will skin him alive if he lands in his home country today. His voice shakes as he says it. The lead marshal points at your clipboard. Is he medically cleared or not? We lose our flight slot in 4 minutes. You can feel every pair of eyes on you. If you declare a cardiac emergency, Mateo goes to a local hospital. That could buy weeks for his lawyer to file a stay. If you clear him, he boards now, and he believes it is a one-way trip to being killed. But the medical facts in front of you do not show a heart attack. Falsifying medical records is a federal felony, and the marshals already suspect you of pulling stunts for sympathetic cases. Still, you are the medic, and your signature decides what happens next. You tighten your grip on the pen. What do you do?